And blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Join me and let's welcome our master teacher, the Holy Spirit. Darling Holy Spirit, we are so glad that you're here. You're here again to reveal to us wonderful truths from our Father's Word. Please open our ears to hear and our hearts to understand all that you're going to be teaching us today. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Well, so far in the series Producing the Fruit of the Spirit, we've discussed five parts out of the nine, which are described in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. And it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, and the sixth, which we're going to be discussing today, is goodness." Another beautiful character trait that the Holy Spirit will produce in you as you pursue intimacy with God is the virtue of goodness. The Holy Spirit will teach you and empower you to be good. Psalm 25 verse 8 says, "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way." Psalm 143 verse 10, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness." So as you pursue intimacy with God, one of the things the Holy Spirit will do for you is that he will teach you in the right way to go. He will teach you to do the will of God. He will lead you in the land of uprightness. And this basically is what goodness means. It is the quality of being good, of doing what is right in God's sight. 2 Chronicles 14:2, the Bible tells us, "Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of his God." 2 Chronicles 31:20, "Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God." Friend, as we Christians often love to say, our God is good, and he is good all the time. Well, you need to know that he wants you and me, just like him, to be good all the time too. Matthew 5:48, one particular translation says, "You must be good in every way as your Father in heaven is good in every way." You must be good, doing what is right and true in the sight of God. Now, this prompts us to ask the question, in what ways is God good? If God wants us to be good in every way, just as he is good, then we need to understand exactly what ways in which God is good. Well, first of all, and we've kind of touched on this already, God is good because he is upright. Psalm 25 verse 8 that we read earlier on said, "Good and upright is the Lord." That means God always does what is right. God never ever does what is wrong. Job 34:12 in the New Century Version says, "Truly God will never do wrong. The Almighty will never twist what is right." So being good means, God being good means he's upright. He will never twist what is right. He will never do wrong. Psalm 33 verse 4, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth." Yes, every single word that God says and every single work that he does are all spoken and done in truth. Again, Proverbs 8:8 says, "All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them." So there is nothing crooked, nothing perverse in God's actions or his words. Everything that he says or does will always conform to the righteous and holy standard of His Word. I tell you, this is one of the things that really impressed me about God. Because unlike many of the powerful leaders in the world today, the great sovereign God of the entire universe, He never raises Himself above the law. Have you heard the saying before? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, the Almighty God has absolute power, yet He is not corrupted. Unlike the leaders of the world, the corrupt leaders of the world, the sovereign God of the universe never ever raises Himself above the law. On the contrary, God submits Himself. He places Himself under the authority of His word, and that's why He's good. Psalm 138 verse 2 says, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. God has magnified His word above all His name. What is His name? His name is the Almighty. His name is the Creator. Yet, though He's Almighty, omnipotent, He's a sovereign one, whom no one can even question, He places Himself under the authority of His word. He abides by His own law. He doesn't break it. This is integrity, my friend. This is goodness. Therefore, to be good, just as God is good, you also and I must choose to magnify God's word above our own name, above our personality, above our personal preferences, above our personal opinion, and even the opinions of others. It doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter how we feel. We must always submit ourselves, just like God, under the authority of God's word. You need to understand that God's word, the Bible, is the absolute standard for everything that is right or wrong. Whatever the Bible says is right, and whatever it says is wrong, is wrong. We live in a world today in which evil is popularly called good, and good is often called evil. The murder of babies is called pro-choice, and sexual perversion is called sexual orientation. We must not be like the people of the world. Look, human beings did not create the world. God did. And He is the only one that has the authority to determine what is right and what is wrong. And the holy standard of His word is what He has set in place right from the beginning of creation as the standard, the absolute standard of what is right and what is wrong. So much so He Himself surrenders Himself under the authority of His word. Therefore, no matter how many people are doing it, if God's word says it's wrong, it's wrong. Do not follow, as Exodus 23:2 says, the multitude to do evil. It may be popular, but if it is against God's word, it is wrong. You must not join the world in its perversions, and do not join carnal Christians in their compromise either. Make up your mind, my friend, to always do what is right in God's sight. Pattern your life according to the standard of His word, not the standards of the world. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, can you see it, and acceptable and perfect will of God. So renew your mind by the word of God, and that way you will be able to determine what is good and differentiate what is good from what is wrong. 2 Timothy 3:16, I'm going to read it in the Amplified Version. It says, all scripture is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration, and is profitable for instruction, for conviction of sin, for correction of error, and restoration to obedience, for formity to God's will, both publicly and privately. So the word of God is what trains you and me to live into God's will, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage. Well, this leads us to the second way in which God is good. God is good, not just because He is upright, but because He is also true. He is the God of integrity who never, ever lies. Hebrews 6:18, the first part says, by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. He is good in that He does not lie. 1 John 1, I'm going to read it in the expanded version, verse 5. God is light, referring to God's truth and goodness. And in him there is no darkness, referring to falsehood and evil at all. So God is light means he's good. There is nothing false. There is nothing evil with God. And so therefore, when God says he wants us to be good in every way that he is good, it means he doesn't want us to tell lies. Falsehood must never be associated with you as a Christian. Leviticus 19:11 says, you shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. Colossians 3:9, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with its deeds. Sadly today, it's not uncommon for even Christians to lie. But friend, this must not be so with you and I. Our God is good. He can't lie. And we shouldn't too. You need to remember that no liar will make it to heaven. No matter if that liar comes to church Sunday after Sunday, anybody who persists in a lifestyle of falsehood will not make it to heaven. Revelation 21 verse 8, the second part says, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. My friend, this is not your portion. Your portion is heaven. So you must choose to be good as our Heavenly Father is good, to be honest and true in all that you say or do. Remember 2 Chronicles 31:20 that we read earlier on. Be like Hezekiah. Do what is good and right and true before the Lord your God. God will help you and me in Jesus' name. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Till next time, remain richly blessed and ready for the return of the Lord. Beloved, the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation. And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto Him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today. Ask Him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow Him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise report at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. I wanna know.